Yo.
What's happening?
Awesome players.
Arthur Dominguez.
Jared Farr.
All righty.
Kyle McKinney. And Santa Claus is, I guess, coming in.
Christmas isn't over till we fucking say it's over.
Right? Yeah. We know it's after Christmas, and we fucked up last week. And we're still doing Christmas, and it was still in the spirit, because I think you don't take your Christmas tree down until, like, after New Year's.
Yeah, yeah.
We were oblivious that it was Christmas week, I
completely
guess.
Completely forgot that it was.
Snuck up on us.
We did it. Yeah. We had, like, this whole thing we were going to do. We're still going to have some fun, but we just forgot. It happens.
We got a fun episode planned. I bought this Christmas hat at CVS for $4 right before, you know, on the
she
drive.
Was on sale.
On the drive
after
over here.
Christmas discount.
The post-sale. The post-Christmas sale.
And I know it's on sale because I bought that same one for $10. Damn. 2 weeks ago. So, for sure.
60% off.
60% off.
Well, I was getting ready to come over here and I was like, damn, I don't have a Christmas sweater. So I thought I did.
Let me put on a nice sweater.
So I put on one that's like, I don't know. It reminded me a little bit of Christmas, but I was like, this ain't ugly though.
Nah, it's clean.
So I needed something. But you want to read? What does yours say?
What does
stand up for everybody? Stand up for everybody. Into the camera here.
Yep.
What does that say?
Stop staring at my package, baby.
Don't look at it. Unless you want to.
All right. What I want to start with, and we got to discuss this a little bit because we got some trivia planned, some Christmas trivia.
Hell yeah.
Eight questions. And here's how I think the format should be. All right. So I already know the questions and the answers. But I think what we can do is we'll alternate between you and Jared. So you each get a question.
Okay.
If you don't know it, Jared will have the chance to steal. You get 2 points for a correct answer, 1 point for a steal.
Okay.
Is this like Jeopardy?
If neither of you get it, here's my plan so that I can still be involved. And still have the potential punishment that we'll mention in a second. If neither of you get the question right, I get 3 points.
Oh shit!
Thoughts on this? I think I'm gonna get fucked though. Because
so if we just rattle off, we don't like we at least each get it.
You
once.
Only have one guess, so you can't just rattle shit off.
Oh no, I'm saying like if I get one answer correct, he gets one answer correct, and we're just going back and forth, and we never get it wrong, then
which
you get screwed.
I think that will likely happen.
And
because
then you get no points.
I like this.
I think so that will likely happen because I set this up. These questions, you guys should realistically know all these questions.
Okay, cool.
I didn't do any.
Is it like a typical like what kind of genre? Are these Christmas questions or what?
Christmas questions?
No, Halloween.
I was no. I didn't know if they were like just a fucking.
What are we doing? What kind of question was
well,
that?
Well, I'm interested to know what kind of Christmas
all
questions
things sports.
Are
yeah, you'll see. But I
really
mean, I went. I chose them. Okay?
All right. Okay.
And you should know them.
Okay.
So we'll start with you, Kyle. Oh, let's say what our punishment is though. Cause Kyle, I know we've mentioned it probably 17 times.
He brought the goods today.
He brought the smelling salts to the show today. So we're all scared of fucking smelling this shit. Except you, maybe. I mean, you do
have
it.
You smell like that one? Or
Oh, for sure. I have three of them. That was only one of them. Mm.
And which one is that? Is that
a nose torque. That's the exact...
It just sounds scary.
It's the exact brand that we used in college in the weight room.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Nose torque. Okay.
So yeah, I'm a little scared.
Like, you know it's bad when the wrap, like, they have some salt that came out on the packaging.
Yeah,
it looks pretty rough.
From what you remember, from what it's in, how bad?
First time ever trying it, 10. Oh, now, I think now would be more of like a 7, 6.
Still pretty high though.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. First time though.
Okay. Well, let's try this. Let's see how it works. This is going to be fun. All right. So we'll start with you, Kyle.
Okay.
Or actually, let's start with you, Jared.
All right.
Let's start with you, Jared.
Okay.
Who got run over by a reindeer?
Grandma?
Correct.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
We had to start simple.
All right, cool.
He gave you the easy one. Watch him turn around. And he goes, "Who invented Christmas, Kyle?"
All right. Kyle, what is the name of the song that includes the lyrics, "You'll go down in his story"?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Correct.
Ooh. Do you know the lyric though? Like how it went?
You'll go down in history.
I was going to read just like history and then that might have confused you.
Yeah.
But I said it correctly.
Thank you.
Anyways.
2-2.
On to the next.
I was just thinking of that one rap song.
I don't think I'm going to get any points.
His story.
Huh?
Okay. He's thinking Drake.
Yeah. I was thinking Drake. I'm glad I was.
Christmas themed, sir.
Never know.
He's going to say
Jared just drops a holiday album.
All right, Jared, you should know this, man.
Oh, let's see. Let's see. I don't like pressure.
What is the name of the Grinch's dog in the story How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Oh, oh my God. It is the Grinch's dog.
Wait.
Is there a letter in that?
And you only get one guess, by the way.
We have like a time limit.
Yeah.
We should. Yeah, we 30
seconds. 20 more
seconds. All right,
let's do 20. Dogs. Man, it is.
I will say, I'll give a small hint.
Okay.
It's a simple name.
Oh, well, thanks.
Very
that
simple.
That says a lot.
Narrows it down to 500.
Very simple name.
Yeah, no, I want to say Snowbell.
Wrong.
Max.
Chance to Steal.
Max.
Max, correct.
Max.
Oh, bro, you know what? I haven't seen The Grinch, and it's so popular, but I haven't seen it in like 10 plus years.
I haven't either, honestly.
I watched all three Grinches.
There's three?
I didn't even know there's three.
There is the cartoon Dr. Seuss, then there's the Jim Carrey, and then there is the the people who made Minions.
Okay.
They made a Dr. Seuss, and I think it's Johnny Depp is
Grinch. So it's not a series necessarily?
No. It's just three different Grinches.
Yeah, I never saw the animated
one. Bro, I liked The Grinch so much growing up. I had the video game on PlayStation 1.
I didn't know they had a video game.
They had a video game, yeah.
I used to play the Polar Express.
Should have known there was Max.
Ooh, nice.
The Polar Express video game? Did you ever fuck with that? It was like you would go through the movie.
Oh, shit, that's actually kind of tight.
It is. Anyways.
I should go rent it right now.
3-2, by the way.
Kyle's got three because he stole that one, but it's still on you, Jared.
All right.
Still on you. Wait, no.
Back on me?
Back to Kyle.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to get it. And one right three. Here.
So, and this one should be simple as hell, too.
All right.
In the movie The Grinch, same movie.
Yeah.
What is the name of the town that the Grinch lives in?
Whoville.
Correct.
I remember that
here,
one.
Here.
All right, so that's 5-2, and I have no points on the board.
I am running away with this thing.
Back to Jared.
Like Whoville.
What is the name of the popular holiday song that begins with the lyrics, "You better watch out"?
You better not cry. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Correct.
Thank you. Nice. It's a game again.
Three more questions.
You don't have shit.
Back to Kyle. We
you can lock it
we
down.
We didn't really think about this scoring system.
Arthur's going to do it.
We got to do something else here. All right. Back to Kyle. What is the most popular Christmas movie of all time, according to the American Film Institute? This is where I might get numbers on the board, baby.
Popular movie of all time. I want to say A Christmas Story.
Wrong. Oh. Chance to Steal, Jared.
Okay. Polar Express.
Wrong.
That was a terrible guess.
All right, I got some points on the board. The correct answer is It's a Wonderful Life.
That was one of them, but I thought like maybe...
Which makes sense because it's still popular and it's the oldest one.
I think it was an old one. I feel like Polar Express has been played so long.
It was between Elf, A Christmas Story, and A Wonderful Life.
Elf is my favorite movie, hands down. I won't ever get tired of watching that movie.
Okay, well, speaking of Elf...
Here we go.
Whose turn is it though? I forgot.
My.
So it's 5-4-3. Because
he went...
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
5-4-3.
In the holiday film starring Will Ferrell, what is the name of his character?
Buddy the Elf.
Correct. Come on now. That one's easy as hell.
Buddy.
Move the second on that.
I'm going to lose this. I think we all got to do the fucking smelling salts.
Or how about this? How about the last? Like, you're obviously going to lose. And then whoever out of me and him loses, does it too. So you're not alone.
Is this the last question?
We got one more question.
This is game right here.
Basically I lost because y'all got
it. So you lost, but then this is game between us.
Okay. Whose turn is it? Yours?
Yeah.
Kyle's turn.
For the win.
Final question.
For the win.
In the Christmas Carol, The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, shit.
What is the fifth gift given by...
You like this right here?
Quote, unquote, my true love.
5 golden rings.
Goddamn.
That's it.
Balling. All right.
So that is it.
You know what? This was too easy, bro.
No.
This was too easy. I think we throw in a couple hardballs.
I'll
throw one back at you.
Okay.
To get out of it.
What's the current score? So you have like 17,000 points.
Seven to six. to three.
Okay.
So for, I guess, for 3 points, yeah. Can you name all of Santa's reindeer?
How many are there? 8?
Yes.
Comet, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
You went out of line. You were going in order now. You said Common first.
Did you think of like a song?
Common and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Comet's not the first one.
Ah, shit.
Comet's not the you keep uh-huh. That's what you're messing yourself said, up. Comet's not the first one.
Fuck. I don't even remember the fucking order of the shit that goes in. Is Rudolph one of them?
Oh, he's you. I mean, I wasn't. He's not the original eight.
Can I try guessing?
He's not OG eight. If you want to steal,
shit.
You give up?
The first one is messing you up because he's saying Comet, and Comet's the fourth one.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and. Comet and Cupid and fuck.
This is Rudolph's dad.
I don't remember the story.
I know. I think mm-hmm. I know. If you don't know, let me know.
Prancer?
No, you're no.
Fuck.
No.
Dasher?
No.
I think I know. I think.
How many more do I have? 2?
I think I didn't get chose for
2
like,
more.
I didn't make the cut for the choir.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid.
Boom. Boom. And boom.
Comet, Cupid.
We need 2 more.
What the fuck are the other ones? Do you know them?
I know.
Do you actually know them?
No, I don't. I'm not even confident though, but I have an idea.
Wait. If he gets it wrong, then I'll give you 1 point.
I don't. 1 point. Okay, fine. Let's do it.
Because you basically did all the heavy work. He has to name 2 more.
If you can get the final 2.
So say.
I have 100%.
No, you can't. You can't. You have to. You should have been paying attention.
Is it Donner?
Oh, that.
Oh,
that
fuck. Off. Oh,
Donner
fuck.
Was that one. Comet, Cupid, Prancer, Dancer, Blitzen.
Wait, Dancer?
Oh, Blitzen was the other one that you were missing.
Dancer, yeah.
You were missing Donner and Blitzen.
Donner and Blitzen.
You have to say all 8.
I know,
you have to say all.
Oh, shit, let me go back. Common, Cupid. start taking them down. Common, Cupid.
Cupid?
Cupid. Common, Cupid. Dancer, Blitzen, Prancer. Oh, what is that, 5?
I don't know if Prancer's even one of them.
Yes, you Prancer was Prancer. One of them. Yeah, yeah. You gotta say, if you say in the riddle, it goes, and Prancer. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then we got, and then I'm at what, 5?
Yeah, you need 3 more.
I said Dancer, Prancer, Comet, Cupid, Blitzen, fucking, and Rudolph, is he?
No, we're not counting.
Okay, I get a point.
OGs. Okay, you get
okay,
a point.
We should give 1 and 1.
Okay,
well, dude, no, let's put it all together.
You get 1 and 1. You're missing Donner and Blitzen.
Donner. Blitzen. Fuck
yeah,
Donner.
I knew
that's,
it was for sure
that's
Donner.
Rudolph's dad. How dare you?
Fuck you, Donner.
Yeah, that was close though.
All right.
You try though.
Should I add another question?
Could you?
So that I can get some more.
Technically, yeah, you could.
Because there's a right question now, I left out because I didn't think y'all would get it.
Okay, hit me.
Might as well just throw it in.
I got another random one too.
What country did the Christmas tree tradition originate?
Buzz in.
What?
Germany.
How the fuck did you know that? God damn it.
It's like Kyle was ready for you to answer that question.
How'd you know that?
Like he wanted you to ask him.
So Emerald's family does half Christmas in July.
Okay.
And we dress up all Christmas stuff in July. And when they do trivia night, and there's all Christmas, but it's like hard freaking ones. Like, what's Ralphie's little brother's name
in the Christmas story?
Ah, hell if I know.
Is it Ernest?
No,
you just throw something out there.
That's an old ass name. It's Randy.
Randy, little Randy.
Randy's
remember
even
he
worse.
Put his tongue on the fucking.
No,
the
that's
pole?
Not. Randy didn't do that.
Oh, Ralphie did that?
No, their friends did it.
Oh,
I think it's.
I was trying to watch the new Christmas story.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah,
it was on HBO Max. Yeah, I watched like the first 10 minutes.
Okay, so me and Jared lost.
Quit stalling.
Yeah. Here we go.
So Kyle, I'll be impressed if you can answer this one though.
Okay, go ahead.
Where was Christmas first originally celebrated?
I want to say,
bro, the North Pole,
Switzerland,
Rome.
Rome.
I was gonna say that next
because of the Catholics.
Yeah.
Catholics. I'm Catholic. It's all right.
All right. Shit. I'm scared.
Yeah. So
you're just gonna open it? Let me get the cap. It's just fresh.
Should
it's
I do fresh. A small like? What's the protocol here, bro?
What do you mean? No. So how does this work?
You can pour- smell it. You can smell it, and it's still. It hasn't even taken.
Oh, we don't even need to take that off.
No, you do.
No, oh,
you do.
Oh, fuck.
Have, you bro, do. You gotta do, go you all do. In. You can't like go bitching.
Okay, put my mic down.
Like bitching. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You go first.
Can we go at the same time?
No.
Bring your nose over here, bro.
Oh, shit.
The lights.
And yeah, let me shake it. Check
oh,
that
no.
out.
Oh,
it's in my
no.
throat.
Oh, is it that bad?
All right.
See my phone.
Why is this light turning off, by the way?
There you go.
We don't got enough electricity.
All right. So you don't need to get that close. But if you feel like it, go ahead.
What if I throw up, bro?
But
throw up that way.
All you need to do is
not for the camera.
All you need to do is
just so, do that. Simple so sniff. Simple
two sniffs.
I mean, I had something in my nose, but
just do one.
Just do.
You won't need more than one.
Oh, I swear to God, you won't.
I feel like we're gonna smoke weed for the first time. Like, no. It's like you just
it's
need
completely
one.
Legal. It's just open it. You will feel it.
Do the honors, baby.
So what is the need for this again? Y'all use this when y'all work out?
So you'll know why we use it when you sniff it.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Like doing cocaine.
I can't explain it to you without doing it. When you sniff it, you'll be like, holy shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make it work.
All right.
Good luck, buddy.
All right.
One sniff. Just...
Oh, for the content, baby.
Come on, come on, come on.
For the content.
Bro,
how are you feeling right now?
What the fuck went up my nose?
How are you feeling right now? Bro, how are you feeling?
I feel like something just shot up my nose. Oh my God.
Oh,
I feel like I just did something illegal. Look at my eyes, bro.
No, you can get this on Amazon.
Oh,
bro, you can get this on Amazon.
It shot up my nose. Like, I'm talking, I've never felt something where just...
This is the same
It doesn't
thing,
go up your nose, but it feels like it just went up my nose.
This is the same thing they wake up the boxers when they're asleep, when they get knocked out. This is what they put under their nose.
Oh, fuck. I should have just done it first.
So what is it? Does it get you going?
But are you awake now?
I mean,
are you
kinda,
good?
Yeah.
Woo!
So it's like legal cocaine. Like,
it's not cocaine. It's called the salt is actually ammonia, and the smell like when you had it here, I could smell it from way over here. And it's
I can fucking run a mile.
For, it's used to like for like weightlifters.
Do some fucking
boxers.
Jumping jacks right now, baby. Let's go.
Fuck me, bro.
He's good, dude. He's me.
You got to put it in your nostrils.
No,
dude, that's what I did. I didn't do no bitch one like you.
Fuck, I should have gone first because now I'm terrified.
There you go. Hey, it's gonna shoot up, bro. Just take a good old swing.
Hit him. For the content, right?
If you just yell, you do
now
it.
Put it up. Go. Whoa. He did the same shit.
He's dying.
Bro.
What the fuck?
I told you, bro. Like, that shit.
Hell.
That should be illegal. It hurts.
Oh, shit.
Bro, it makes you want to cry. Bro, we're tearing
smells
up.
Like ass, too.
Not just
to top it off.
Smells like straight ass.
No, it smells like hardcore, like chlorine.
Yes.
But I just know it just shoots up. I think it's
is
shooting
that
up.
Safe?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if that is that a.
I feel like I just burned all of my nostril hairs.
Yeah, no, literally. They're coming. They're going to start coming down soon.
Oh, yeah, dude. Shit.
Bro, that is insane. So, well,
since you guys, after you guys did it, it says keep bottle 6 inches from your nose.
Okay, buddy. That shit was within an inch.
I'm trying to say, yeah, mine was not.
I'll do it.
There we go. For the content, baby.
It's in my eye now.
Just go blind, bro. Imagine we just lose our vision.
I was just waffling.
For a dare.
Shit, wasn't worth it.
For 25 fucking views.
Whoa.
You did a different routine.
You did like, a different routine. Oh,
yeah. Different strategy over here.
If you got a cold, clear your right up.
Honestly, it does clear up your nostrils, though. Like it clears up whatever the fuck you have in
your... I knew we were all three gonna end up doing it anyway.
I was cool though.
That was
shit. Now we're ready though.
The worst thing I've ever seen is one of my teammates told one of the freshmen. They're like, what is that? And he's like, oh, open it up, dude. It smells like strawberries. Homie put his nose in it.
He said it smells like strawberries.
Started dragging dry.
You like strawberries? Yeah. Try this shit.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It's my air freshener.
I think Jared keeps
looking at it. I want to go to like a middle school and be like, hey guys, y'all want to try this shit? I'll make you stronger.
I can see why people would want to do that though. It's kind of cool.
So like I got like multiples before this one and they weren't strong enough. And so, because I would like stick my whole nose in it and be like, not stronger.
I wonder what the strongest one is. You should find
that. I think that one.
That does. I mean, we started off good with that one because if we did that one, we could do anyone now.
Oh, holy yeah,
shit,
hands down.
Damn, we were losing electricity out here, bro.
Yeah. By the way, we're over here doing this around my apartment, and I don't have electricity for the last 4 days. So my Christmas.
This man's changing the colors.
Yeah,
Christmas has started off great over here.
All right, yo. Another fun fact in my extensive research: did you know that in Japan, KFC is a popular place to go for Christmas dinner? Wow. KFC, bro.
Maybe I should move to Japan because I love that.
In Japan?
Love that idea.
In Japan.
Who wouldn't want to eat chicken?
So in the 1970s, KFC ran a successful marketing campaign in Japan promoting the idea of Kentucky for Christmas. And it has since become a popular tradition. So it worked.
Bro, I think moving forward, I want to like start that tradition here. Kentucky for Christmas. Yo, well, I'm all for it.
I think it's like reverse here, right? Like all Chinese restaurants are still open on Christmas.
That's true.
So
it's one of the only places that are open like to eat, right? Because a lot of places.
So they don't celebrate in the Chinese culture, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Christmas.
Mm-mm. Well, should KFC like start opening up like over here?
KFC, the KFC by my house was open, bro. They had a line. What if I tried to pull up? I tried to pull up at Whataburger on Christmas Eve, and I was like, why didn't I think they would be open? Like,
yeah, I know. Like Christmas Eve, I feel like Christmas Eve, nothing's open.
No.
Christmas Day, too.
Except for the KFC.
Except for KFC. That's a smart thing. I like chicken.
Were all the lights off on Whataburger when you went?
I think not all the... Well...
I saw, for the first time ever in my lifetime, all the lights off at Whataburger.
They just shut it all down.
It was like... Because, it's 24 hours.
They said, don't pull up.
Yeah. Let me get this.
I wonder if there's another outlet we can use.
The light's off in there, so I really wonder, like, if...
Well, the TVs are on.
Yeah. Maybe something's going on. It's complex... Pay a lot of money. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Some weird power issues going on.
some ghost shit over here.
This ain't Christmas,
dude. Yet. But no, for Christmas, isn't it a lot of people eat like turkey and shit? I feel like people still do the turkey, and I'm not really too big of a fan of turkey.
So
or ham.
We do lasagna and tamales.
No, that sounds good. I love tamales.
And then
shitload of tamales.
We did that. So Emerald's family does lasagna and tamales, and then my family sometimes we do ham, but. This year, I made 2 beef tenderloins on the Traeger.
Well, goddamn.
On the Traeger.
Yeah.
On the Traeger.
It was out there kicking on the Traeger.
It was like the tossing of the torch. It was like, all right, usually I'm the one sitting waiting for food. Now I'm the guy.
You're mad at the house, bro.
This is my house.
You're fucking hubby down.
And it was good, too.
Damn.
Bro, that's lit. Yeah, I'm about to, I had a shit ton of tamales. I had probably way more than I should have. For sure.
Yeah, that's all I had for it was 3 days straight.
Different ones, different kind. I had bro. It was a 2-meat tamale. It was deer meat and pork. Bro.
Do you still have it?
Oh, my. I can find it. I can go get it.
I would love that.
I know who made it. I'll go get it right now, bro.
Please.
Deer meat and pork. Oh, my God. And I had one was like cheese and pork. I had my favorite one is, it's like cream cheese and chicken.
Chicken and
cream cheese.
That seems good.
Hands down, favorite one.
Oh, yes.
You'll never try anything better than that. But yeah, shit ton of tamales. It's one of my favorite things about the holidays.
It really is.
Literally. Makes you like want to go on a fucking like 3-month diet after. Because
makes me wonder why we don't eat them more often. So it goes back to the Thanksgiving shit. Like why are we only eating fucking casseroles?
Tamales year round for me.
Dude, they have
H-E-B. Are
they
Well, yeah. You can get tamales year round.
It's just
H-E-B.
Really popular in the holidays, but they really could be.
Yeah.
All.
That's true.
No, they're year round for me. I'll never turn it down in the middle of March.
Is it? Now I think about it. You can't really go anywhere like at a restaurant and eat tamales, can you? Or if
there's
you do,
Delia's, which is always popular.
No, but like actually go inside. Like you can go inside.
Yeah, it's not like a popular dish. Right. I think it's because they're kind of difficult to make.
Yeah, I know. It's you can't just like make them like make a burger. Like it takes preparation.
You say that. There's probably some people out there that can whip like 5 dozen tamales in like an hour.
Well, I've seen some people with like a team. It's good. A 10-man team for sure. Yeah. Just, don't imagine trying to make it.
Hold on. Y'all keep talking. I'm going to try and fix this shit.
All right.
Favorite?
No. What'd you do for the Christmas break? Christmas weekend?
Well, of course, started off the Christmas Eve is like...
Eve?
Yeah, Eve is...
Thursday.
Obviously Thursday. Friday.
Thursday.
No, Friday, because Christmas... Saturday was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so
Eve
Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do anything Eve. I did something. I went out Christmas Eve.
Yeah. All right, so Christmas Eve, Friday night. I feel like that's one of those, a lot of people who are in, like, out of town, come in town for the holidays, and, like, you can just go to any local bar, and you're going to run into someone you haven't seen in, like, 10 years. Happens every year, every time. That's exactly what happened. I went to this bar 5 minutes from where I live, and I ran into, I haven't, saw this one dude I've not seen since the fifth grade, which is insane because I've not seen that guy in middle school nor high school. But last time I saw him was in fifth grade, and recognized him, chopped it up, talk. But that's just one of hundreds of people that were in this place I was at. And it was pretty dope. It's kind of cool.
Where'd you go?
It was Kung Fu.
Next door. Okay.
So I was telling them, if you ever want to just run into like someone you probably, like if you just want to go to a reunion, go to your local bar on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Because everyone's already
came. They just came into town. They want to go out for a drink. And it's like funny because it's really like the movies. Like we're all old enough, especially at this point, we're all like 25, 26, 27. So it's like, it's kind of cool to just have a beer with someone you haven't seen in like years. Pretty fun time for sure. Drunk, did that. Christmas Eve, family, you know, it was, we really don't celebrate Christmas Day. It's really Christmas Eve. Like, Christmas Day is...
I think it's more of a, like, Hispanic thing.
Yeah, for sure.
All my life, Christmas Eve is, and even on Emerald side, and then you just said it too, it's like, Christmas Eve is the joint. That's where you get friggin' wasted, eat too much, and... Mm. And Christmas Day is more of just like chill, sit on the couch.
Yeah, and I've noticed that too, especially now that my brother has two boys, my nephews. Now I think what the new tradition is like, yeah, we're all still going to do our Christmas Eve party like we do, but Christmas Day, we're going to start going to his house because of the kids. And I feel like it's now like the new Christmas Day, because we used to, like, my parents are divorced, so we would always go like to my dad's on Christmas Day and like do presents and stuff. But I think now we're transitioning. We're going to my brother's Christmas Day to make it more just, that's like the new thing. So I think, I like that too, because you're like, chill, open presents, whatever. And just watch fucking sports. Yeah. Eat the leftover food. Exactly what we did.
Yes.
And then take a fat nap after that. That's exactly what I did on Christmas Day.
What is the best gift you got this year?
So the wedding gifts and Christmas kind of blend together for me. But, I think the best gift that there was, we did this thing called Elfster, which is like Secret Santa, but like Amazon. You just send each other's Amazon list, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of smart.
And it saves money because you only get one gift instead of 40, you know?
Yes.
So it's an app and shit. Then we did White Elephant. And so for Elfster, I got a Nintendo Switch for my wedding present.
Damn.
Great one.
Yeah. Shout out Colby.
Kirby.
And then, so I got like, for Elfster, I got like, you know, controllers, like holding like little cases for that. And then I guess the best gift, I got these like black Chelsea boots.
Emerald, I was literally about to say what I got.
Emerald's been dying since the day we met. She's been trying to get me in those things. And I finally caved. My mom got it for me. My sister got it for me. Jesus Christ. Oh, my
Sounds
gosh.
Taylor.
She's going to kill me.
Wow. No respect.
Show me some love, bro.
I think nowadays it's like, I actually enjoy like getting a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I used to hate that as kids. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, where's my fucking PlayStation?
What a toy, bro. Dude. Like,
but I think clothes, like, for sure. I got this hat, this little vest.
You can rock it with whatever. Oh, yeah, dude. It's black.
Yeah.
Love that. Dude, so I agree with you on the boots. I got boots too. My mom bought me some tan Chelsea boots. Oh, nice. And it's crazy because it's like she didn't even know that I needed new ones because I've had like the same ones literally since like 5-6 Christmases ago. Mm-hmm. But she had no idea like I needed new ones, but in my head, I know I needed them. I don't know. And so, and it's the same exact ones I needed because the other ones were all scuffed up and stuff. So when I opened it, I was like, what? Steve Madden, but they were nice. They're clean. Nice and tan. So I got those, which was dope. But yeah, I would say that's probably my favorite gift. I mean, clothes, can't go wrong with it. Like,
yeah,
you need clothes. Like, it's cool. Especially like, I don't know. I think unless you're pretty picky, like I like to wear, like I have all kinds of styles. So you buy me something, I'm going to rock it no matter what. It's easy. Like easy for me, but.
We can see that. Look at your sweater.
Yeah. I wore this to work today. Like there we after go. Christmas, I'm just kidding. No, but hey, going back to real quick though, you were saying you got the Switch. Yeah, Switch.
I got
yeah. Are you going to bust that out for the New Year's party? Or?
Hell no. There'll be little kids there.
Man, I really want to play that.
I mean,
Switch
we can.
Is what are you going to play on there?
Bro, well, since I got it for free, I spent the amount you would pay for a Switch on video games. So I got Mario Party 8. I got Mario Kart, Mario Golf, Nintendo Switch Sports.
Oh, my. Oh, the Switch Sports.
Switch Sports.
That's where it's at right there.
And then I got Rocket League.
Ooh.
And I got two more controllers, so I got four controllers.
Damn,
dude!
And I played.
We'll put the kids in one room, and then we'll just bust that out in the living room.
That's what I'm saying.
Played Mario Kart this morning. I literally got like 10 cups.
I was just knocking them out. Y'all really don't want to meet me on the Mario Kart tracks. I'm gonna be honest.
Is there a way we could do the Wii Sports?
The Switch Sports.
Yeah, Switch Sports.
Yeah,
like the tennis and all that.
You can do tennis,
bro.
Tennis,
bowling.
Oh, dude, bro, I bowled a 230 on there.
Sheesh.
Bro, all right.
Yeah, so then, don't mess with me on that.
Bro, we're gonna have to maybe in the first couple hours or so. Let's bust that out real quick. Let's start the party.
If you show up early,
I'll show a little earlier. How about if you show up early? So, yeah.
If you show up early,
it's gonna be a good hour,
which would be rare.
Yeah.
If you show up early and help Emerald, we'll play.
Tell me at noon to show up, and I'll really get there at 6.
Bro,
sounds about right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I really want to play. Bro, I've been wanting, because I saw another person get that for Christmas, and I was like, bro, that's like a good gift right there. Like, whoever, I should have asked for that. And it's funny, because you don't know when someone asks you, like, well, your parents or your family, like, what do you want? You're like, I don't know, whatever.
I've been asking for a Nintendo Switch since 2020.
At least, hey, it's about time, baby.
Consistency.
I was like, can't relate.
Don't Christmas give up and in birthdays. Just Christmas and birthdays. What do you want? Nintendo Switch.
Nope. Next year.
Keep wanting it.
Hey, well, your time was here, buddy. So we got you. Got that.
And so I got a Nintendo Switch, right? Kiddos, Adrian and Elena, got Santa gave them two.
Oh wow,
they have two.
Two.
Santa said, "Fuck you. You're grown,
bro." I'm just like, bro. I've been waiting for it my whole entire life. They didn't even ask for it. I mean, they probably did, but like. And then, so they got it, came over to my house, saw that I had a Nintendo Switch, and then they were playing it. These kids have, like, bad losing problems.
Oh, they're
pissed. Lost in Mario Kart. This girl, Elena, said, what the heck? And threw my controller. I'm like, whoa. Turn it off.
Party foul.
This ain't
party
your
foul.
Controller.
Go to timeout.
You can throw yours down, but not mine.
He said, hold on. I'll do the real switcheroo real quick with them.
Yeah, bro. How about power?
None. What's up with you? What'd you get?
So the one I'm looking forward to the most is my Aura ring. Okay. You guys familiar?
Nope.
No. You said oral?
Is that like
Aura.
A mood ring?
O-U-R-A.
I said okay. Oral. Is it what?
It's like a $350 ring.
Oh.
That tracks your sleep and your fitness and all kinds of shit.
So like an Apple Watch, but
it's a ring.
On your fucking
ring.
Finger, baby.
Do you have it on? Or?
No, it hasn't come in yet. They send you a sizing kit so you can figure out your exact size. So I had to decide on that. And that was a fucking process, bro. Because they're like, wear it for 24 hours. Make sure you really like it's good, you know, while you sleep and everything. And I couldn't figure out what finger to fucking put it on, bro. I was like,
did you do the middle one or do you do the index? Not the married one, but the other hand.
Exactly.
That's the one, right? I'm thinking.
But then there wasn't one of the sizes that fit well on my fingers. So I was like, what the fuck? I need like a half size and they don't offer that.
So
and
finger?
My middle fingers on both hands are different sizes. So I'm finding out a lot about my hands.
Well, you got some hefty knuckles.
Yeah, so I got like fat knuckles, apparently, because then the base is fine when it's on, but I can't get it off.
You need your shit like tailored, bro, like custom.
I need a custom size.
So that's what's going on? You're getting a custom one?
No, I just chose one, and I'm going to hope for the best.
Oh, finger. You chose your middle finger?
I'm shooting for my middle fingers,
okay,
and I'll be able to swap, hopefully.
Is it like thin, thick? Is it like a gel type of ring?
It looks like Kyle's. It's basically just a black band. You can get like silver or gold if you wanted to.
Yeah. Whoa!
Oh, that's not good.
Hey, this is kind of cool.
No, wait. Hold on.
How do we turn that back on?
One sec.
Hey, they never turned off last time we were here.
Nah, I don't know. Damn. Oh, there we go. Probably motion sensor again.
But see, last time we were here, they didn't do that. That's weird.
Yeah, technical difficulties today.
Things are getting a little scary out here. Honestly.
We got a light that doesn't stay on.
That was a little spooky.
I was like, this is fun.
So you're going to wear your Apple Watch and your Oura Ring at the same time? You're going to be doubled up in your pulse?
Well.
Does it have a screen on it? Like, I'm trying to think. Like, or is it just, it looks like.
No, it's just the ring, but it has an app.
Oh, so you could show it through the app.
It has an app. Okay, what's cool is it really tracks your sleep, like, better than the Apple Watch does.
But you still have your Apple Watch because you can't get messages on that shit or anything.
Yeah. Right? I don't know. I'm going to play with it. I'm going to see what it does, how it compares, especially because I use my Apple Watch for fitness stuff too. So, but if it can replace it, that'd be kind of cool.
So it tracks your sleep. So it knows when you're waking up.
It gives you a readiness score when you wake up. It's like, hey, based on your sleep quality, how active you've been, all these different factors, it's like, it gives you a score, like a grade in school. It's like, you're at a 56 this morning, and it gives you ways to improve it. And so it turns into a little game to like improve your readiness score.
That's actually kind of
badass.
That is kind of cool. I feel like that's like the perfect gift for you.
I'm going to nerd out. I've been wondering for like 3 years. I just never asked for it.
See? Same.
2 years?
Well,
three years?
I guess I'll get it in 3 years. I start asking now.
I'll come back with the verdict. I'll be wearing it starting next week.
But you do something similar with your fam, right? Don't y'all do y'all all pick random names and then you get that one person?
I wanted to bring this up. I wanted to bring this up because I feel like everyone should do this. Absolutely. It's less stressful. Gifts can be stressful on Christmas, obviously. When you only have to get like one primary gift for someone, that's the way to do it. I think everyone should start drawing names.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I was saying. Elfster, the app does it for you, but you guys...
Yeah, I like that. Like something like that.
You get this app, Elfster, and then you invite people and they add it in and you can see everyone's wish list and stuff. And then you set like 2 weeks before Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, it'll randomize and pick, you know.
Oh, that's genius.
And so, and then, you know, the other person, no one knows who you got unless you tell, you know. And then people can always add to their wish list and sync it up with their Amazon wish list or.
Bro, I like, we're going to use that app next year.
Elfster. That's smart. Yeah, I want to do the same. I feel like that's good for like, I mean, like, I would probably say teens or even like young adults and up in the grownups because kids, you can always buy them like a gift here and there. Like, it's really about like, you have like 6-7 adults in your life and you're like, you want to give them all a gift, but then you give them all pretty average gifts.
Yeah.
So it's better to like, you're going to get a good gift no matter what it is.
You can be like intentional with it.
Yeah, and then you can kind of go like, instead of buying and like, spending your little money on each and every one, buy someone a badass gift, like fucking an oral ring.
And then you can,
exactly.
you can set like a limit, you know, like $75 was ours. So
yeah.
If you can kind of finesse the Elfster and get a bunch of little things that you want to where you get like 5 gifts and it all adds up to $75.
Yep.
So you can kind of finesse the system.
Shout out to that app.
Yeah.
that is dope. Yeah.
We did kind of the same thing on my mom's side, but we did a mug exchange. So kept it real simple. You draw names and then you get a mug for that person.
Coffee mug?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So I've been drinking coffee a lot lately.
You have?
I love coffee in general, but I drink pre-workout before I go work out in the morning. And if I double up on coffee, dude, I probably would just be friggin' wired the entire day. So I don't, but now I've been doing coffee instead of pre-workout and it's calming.
I'm on a deep caffeine experimentation.
What do you try?
Because I used to drink it daily, right? Coffee, like one coffee a day. That worked.
A day,
but I was starting to get headaches and feel very tired. Like when I didn't have it.
Oh.
And I hate being like a slave to something. So I was like, fuck this. Cut it out. Cold turkey. Started missing it after a while, you know?
Of course.
So I reintroduced it. I said once a week.
Cup of Joe.
I'm gonna set a day, only have coffee on this day. It got me so wired because my body was now accustomed to not having it.
Yeah,
that I would like it would. I'd be wired all day and then still not be able to fall asleep at night.
Damn,
with one cup.
Damn,
so one cup of Joe.
So I was like, damn, this isn't gonna work. Even though those days were amazing, I was productive as hell.
Well, see, like me, I'll drink like, I used to go to like Starbucks and get like cold brew. Yeah. Just no sugar or anything, just a straight cold brew with 4 shots of espresso.
Yeah.
And then I would go take a nap.
That's crazy.
Holy shit.
See, so yeah, like the more you drink it, the higher your tolerance gets, and then it stops affecting you as much. I think I don't like. I want to drink it to like get that boost that it gives.
I think it's the pre-workout for sure.
Oh yeah.
That you has were a drinking some black shit. Weren't you drinking like black coffee?
Yeah, I typically drink it black unless it tastes like ass.
So you drink it black and do you put anything in it?
No.
Just black. No. Unless it like, you get bad coffee from somewhere, you have to.
So you drink black coffee and just drink it straight black like that and it'll get you wired.
Well, I'm accustomed to it.
But now you are. I mean, if someone like me, I don't drink black coffee. I do.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be black. There's caffeine no matter what.
If you drink coffee, what do you put in it?
Well, so my new job has like this badass coffee machine. Like there's one in each level, and there's actually two in each level, and it literally has options. Like there's a bunch of just different coffees you can pick. You can even pick hot drinks, like hot chocolate and shit. And I've been doing that lately.
So no coffee.
There was a couple of days I was like, yo, you know what? Let me try to get wired up. Cause I feel like, if I'm gonna drink something hot, cause it's fresh, bro, and it's hot. Like, so it leaks. That like kind of just gets me wake up. It doesn't really do anything, but it doesn't make me fall asleep. But a couple of days I've been like, they have like, it literally says vanilla coffee. Like that's just one vanilla coffee. So, but see, I'm such a fucking wimp, bro. Like, I put a shit ton of creamer and like sugar and like, so
it's an acquired taste. It's like drinking beer for the first time.
It tastes good when I put all that other shit, but I don't know like what I need. Cause they have like cappuccinos and they have an actual coffee, like dark roast, meaning all that shit. Like, I don't even know what to pick or what to fucking.
So, I mean, you like
lost. Like,
so you'd pay light roast or cappuccino has sugar in it. Cappuccino.
Yeah. I could choose that. I haven't yet. I don't know why I'm gonna do tomorrow. Tomorrow I might just send y'all fucking picture of what
but you could do what I did. Like, I used to put like, you know, like 3 packets of sugar, 2 creamers, 4
that's
creamers
exactly
in it.
What I do right now.
But what you do is next time you drink coffee, put one less sugar, one less coffee.
So I just drink
and then slowly get closer to black, and then now when I have any creamer and sugar in my coffee, it's just like it's like gross,
it's too sweet.
So if I just drink that vanilla coffee straight up without anything, that should like do something.
Yeah, I mean,
because it depends. Doesn't like, the sugar the coffee depends, machine?
It's a badass one, bro.
It's one of big those, old silver things.
Like, no, it's like black and silver. It's huge, and it has like you put the thing there, and it'll do
touchscreen.
Because there's really a lot of factors, like how old are the beans?
Yeah, I mean, they look
if they're
fresh.
Old, they're not going to hit the same.
They look pretty. I mean, they're fresh.
So it really depends on a lot of things. But
pretty fresh. They're always filled at the
you'll
top.
You'll know when you try it. Like if you feel like it did something. Yeah.
I guess I want to know. Like, I want to feel good, but I want it to taste good.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be black.
Does French vanilla do anything?
If you do like French vanilla and it's black, it'll be bitter as hell, but then like some like vanilla aftertaste, like, but it won't be sweet.
So people put creamer for it to just taste better, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Creamer and sugar, like that just for, because I feel like you put more sugar, it'll get you like a little wired up, no? Doesn't sugar like.
Sugar doesn't do what caffeine does.
Yeah. Caffeine's like.
Caffeine is what's really going to get you feeling good.
I love coffee talk.
But it affects everyone differently. So I'm very like. Obviously easily triggered by
so God does it.
Like my body is very responsive to caffeine apparently. So now I'm on a 3-day-a-week regimen and I'm not gonna go over that.
You won't pass that.
So I'm on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday caffeine intake and that should work for me.
Some good old days right there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what you need because you want to relax on the weekends, you know. So
yeah, Saturday, and I want to have days off of it so that my body's not like relying on
so
it.
So you're doing pretty good so far with the Monday.
Yeah, that's like I'm 3 weeks into that and so far so good, but stay tuned.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
You're going to be just fine.
See, like today wasn't a caffeine day for me, but I feel fine.
Yeah.
Doing smelling salts and all kinds of shit.
Hell yeah, dude. You honestly could easily kick it with that.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I should do that on my days off of caffeine.
There you go. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that every morning. Hey, you might just leave that here.
I got another one at home.
Every morning, I just hear a video.
I need help waking up in the morning. So
this is what I brought to the bachelor party, and whoever was sleeping longer than they should, like we had to be at the yacht like at 10 o'clock, so we had to wake up at 8. If someone was like still sleeping, I would literally, they would be sleeping. I would open it and put it directly.
Bro, I would just put that by everyone's bed while they're sleeping. Like, they're eventually, I put it right next to their pillow and they'll just. Because that shit shoots in your nose, bro.
I'm getting some ideas now.
Shoots in your nose.
It's on Amazon.
I'm trying to do some pranks now.
Yeah, dude. I'm
down to fucking prank. Should just...
Should do it to your roommates.
I'm down.
Yeah, while they sleep, just like right here, bro.
They'd probably kill you.
They probably won't know what's going on.
If you do it, then record it, please. Yeah.
Content only over here. Where we at?
We are at 46 minutes.
We got so much time.
We got a lot of time. Not a lot of topics, though.
Hey, hold on. So we're going into New Year because this is actually... We're going to drop this tomorrow.
Yeah. Keep going. I know where you're going.
Kind of going.
Yeah.
I guess this is our last episode of the year.
True.
There we go, dude. Just about
that. Next week will be 2023, baby.
That's a little fucking scary, though. Yeah.
It's insane.
We started this pod 2021, and we're about to be in 2023. Damn.
Jeez. Yeah, that's wild, bro.
Just kind of sit back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's wild. What are y'all thoughts on 2022? Would you say it's one of... Okay, I mean, big year for you.
Yeah.
Got fucking married.
Yeah.
Bought a house. You know, started a new life. You officially hopped on the pod. A lot of different things for you.
Yeah, and... yeah, a lot of
things. One of the better years for you, huh?
Yeah, I think 2022 was very good to me, you know? Yeah. You know, there's ups and downs. Everyone can say it. Some people probably said this year sucks.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, married officially on this pod with y'all. Love doing it every single week. Got the house. Got a promotion, you know.
Hell yeah, money.
I mean, really can't complain. Went to Miami.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It was a good year. I'm not going to lie. I'm excited for 2023. Hope if it's better than this year, fuck.
You're like, damn.
Not sure what could happen for that.
Years after 2022 has got a lot. I mean, sure. I mean,
if there's probably maybe one goal you have going to 2023, what are you thinking?
So with my promotion going into the construction side of my job, I guess, you know, rack up the money.
Yeah.
Be able to hold my own.
Make that bread.
You know. So that, and then also, you know, still no kids. Not yet.
Not for 2020. Not yet. So that's a 2024 thing. Maybe. Who knows if it heads that way?
We always said kid being born in 2025.
Okay.
Mm.
So you're gonna be practicing.
You know, could be, you know, like, you know, 2024 pregnancy.
Okay.
But hey, that's pretty much it. I mean,
that actually might be good for y'all, because I feel like a lot of marriages kind of, you know, I think we talked about it before, but some just kind of jump, you know, they get married and then boom, have a kid. But it's like, I feel like it might be the best for a lot of these marriages to actually just enjoy.
Yeah, lay life, low for a bit. Yeah.
You know, lay down like the foundation of y'all's marriage, enjoy, hell, you know, yeah, do some traveling. I know y'all are going to y'all's honeymoon next year. Next week. And next year. So like, you know, it's one of those, like, I feel like no rushing into shit. Like it might be good that y'all actually have that plan, you know, just enjoy being husband and wife, love each other, learn about each other more and more, and just keep growing in that way. But that's pretty smart. I like that. Well,
yeah. And you could say all of that. And, you know, a lot of people say Dominican Republic's very beautiful. So
yeah, you might. Never
might
knows,
go back and eat my own words.
I feel inspired.
Very inspired.
Comes back. I got some news.
So what about you?
Nothing.
Next. Arthur, next. Moving on.
Right down your lane, like, my goal is to always improve financially.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like goal number one. I mean, I think I have like creative goals. Like, I think a lot of ways to level up the podcast.
Yeah.
This is like a fun hobby for all of us, but... if it's something we're going to invest time in, we might as well make the most of it. So
for sure.
We've got some things cooking.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And then we can do more weird stuff like this.
Yeah.
Not necessarily smelling salts. We could bring it back like for like a reunion. Smelling salts every 6 months. I don't know.
Well, I might want that shit every week. I like that movie. He's
about to buy them in bulk.
He's going to buy it on Amazon.
Y'all
going to
see me just fucking every day. Just doing that shit.
Before every episode?
I know. I'm just like,
he's going to be, his nose is going to be like absolutely raw. Just bleeding. His nose bleeds all the time.
I'm fucking dang. I'm going to be dripping. And I like that though. That's smart. Like 30 cent, pretty much, you know, obviously trying to make as much money as we can. That's the goal. Saving up, growing just in a lot of ways. I feel like we all can grow in some ways, others different than others, but I want to grow as just to be a better person as I can be, best friend I can be, best son I can be to my parents, best sibling to my brothers. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much what I want to do. Also, you know, the podcast too, like, I love this fucking shit. Like, this shit's dope. It's fun. Like, when we started this, 2021? It's crazy. I mean, Arthur made a good point a while back. A lot of people, you know, they do a podcast, they start a podcast, but it's like the consistency of actually sticking with it, like, which is, it can get hard. We've had times that we've gone weeks and, you know, without doing it. But I mean, for the most part, we kept up with it and kept it, you know, intact. And it's cool to like add a new shit, like, you know, bringing you on, and obviously Karina too, like who's been with us for a while. And it's, I think it just takes like, that's good that we're still doing it. We're about to heading for our second year in May. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
There was an episode like sometime back where we were like, what's our next goal? We were like 500 followers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were like, we might not get there. Like, yeah. I don't remember when it was or like what our timeline was, but like we're already passing that up as we speak.
Which is, and that's the thing though, dude. Like, it's like every day I see like a notification like from videos and clips, especially like that one we talked about. Like, I think that's what's kind of cool. Like, no matter what, there might be some slow times here and there, but as long as we just keep going, we're doing like, it's going to be good for us. And like you said, like, yeah, this is like a hobby. It's fun. We enjoy it, you know, and if it takes off,
there's no downside.
Yeah. There's nothing we don't lose. At the end of the day, even if it's just us three listening to this fucking shit, that's fine. Like, because we could go back and look back and laugh at this shit. Like
audio journals.
Like, it's one of the best things ever. Like,
it's one of those things. And this is how anything you do should be looked at, is that there's only one direction it can go.
Yeah.
You know, exactly like you said, if nobody listened, it's like we'd still be having fun doing this.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't. And if it turns into something,
there's no way for it to go into the negatives.
Yeah. No, there's nothing that you can lose out of this. It's just like,
we can't really predict. Well, there could be one podcast or one video where it absolutely just blows up and we gain like 100,000 followers overnight. Yeah. We don't know when that will happen, but you got consistency will make us ready for when that does happen.
Exactly.
So we don't shit ourselves and like, you know. Yeah.
We'll be prepared. Just keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. We'll act like it's still one person, two people, whatever, 60, 100 people, whatever. Same thing.
So. No, exactly. I think just more like, you know, like Arthur said too, like creating more stuff too, like doing other things that can open other opportunities for us too. Like, I mean, Arthur's a fucking creative genius, which is dope. I mean, he has that skill, that trait. And then like, it kind of like inspired me a little bit to start, you know, my own podcast on the side too, which is I like it because what we have here is,
hey, no free promo, bro. just kidding.
But what we have here is, it's my favorite thing. Cause we can joke, we can talk, we can laugh, we can bring up topics, stories. It's cool. It's my favorite thing. I love to do, cause this is who I am. I'm a jokester, but I think like moving, like when I grow, I have to start opening up a little bit, and I really want to try to step in and start getting a little bit more deeper into people's lives and strictly like interview style, interview different people, what their, you know, their story, their journey, all that type of stuff. I mean, my end goal once I finish school is to try to be in the entertainment world somehow, some way. That is where I'm going for. I don't care what I'm doing. I got to be in the entertainment world. Like, that is my goal. You know, radio, if it's something, PR, if it's social media, something along the lines of, I just want to be in like a broadcast type environment. So this new podcast I'm going to be doing is going to be dope, because it's really just going to be just talking to somebody and hearing about their life, and strictly like, you know, just more of an interview. So it's just another way, you know, I'm going to be doing 2022 or 2023, Jesus Christ, 2023, where it can just open up more doors for us too, because, you know, Thoughts and Players is set the foundation for everything. So it's cool. I'm going to try to be juggling both, but we'll make it work, make it happen, and see what happens in 2023. But our goal is to fucking just keep going, man. We can't really stop.
Keep on.
Cannot stop. Like, we just keep applying some pressure and keep going consistently, and we'll be good. 100%. Future's bright, man.
100%.
I'm excited. I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen, but
I think that's an obvious next step for us. It's tricky though, like getting guests on.
Yeah.
Because it's like we don't even have a fucking studio or like.
Yeah.
We will. Okay, we will, but even then it's like it's kind of strange to invite strangers to like your house.
Yeah, exactly. For example. Right. That is right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ideally we'd have like a public place to just like go every week, invite people to, and like start expanding in that way. But
and it's also like more of what we're doing too is like when we get a guest on, for it to be like they're like a host too, which is like another thing, which and a lot of people are cool with that. It's just trying to like, you know, so it's not so much about them. Like it's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it depends who it is. Like if it's friends, then no, it shouldn't be about them. Yeah, because like, you know, they're not anyone special. But my goal would be to get people who are doing things like interesting, who people are actually interested in what they're up to.
Yeah, there's people out there.
But it's tricky with not having like a good recording space.
My buddy Mason, he texted me, he listened to the pod last week and he's so down to, he's actually going to be, he got a client that's in here in San Antonio. So he'll be coming down.
Hell yeah, often. Brother.
That's pretty cool, man. That's a good guy. I'd love to hear him talk on the mic, bro. That dude could talk.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Motherfucker is a public speaker. Nah, he's cool, man. But yeah, for sure. Little things here and there, we can get going. But I'm excited, man. I really am. I don't know what's going to happen, man. 2023.
Yeah.
Who knows? Only time will tell.
Yeah.
We'll be all right, though. We'll be cool. And if somebody else listens, let us know.
Yeah.
No, we definitely got people listening. Nah, we do, man. Cool.
And I love hearing people like, and it's cool to hear like people that I wouldn't think like would ever listen. And they listen. It's like, it's pretty cool to just hear him like tell me something that I talked about or y'all said and like they're like, bro, I've been dying. Like, there's this one guy, probably haven't literally not seen this guy in, I want to say like 6 years. Like, and I literally just saw him on Saturday and he was telling me that he watched one video and then it was like, I'm gonna watch another one. And then he said, like, on his free time, he'll be like at the gym or something, he'll just have it in the background. But like he was like, bro, y'all crack me the fuck up. Like, I just started with one video and like, and I just saw this guy, I haven't seen him in like 6 years. And it was just like the coolest thing in the world. I was like, bro, that's fucking dope, man. Like, appreciate that. Like, I would never fucking guess. Like, you know, we know who listens. Like, we know how many people listen, but we never know really who actually listens. It's kind of dope, man. So if y'all, you know, the ones who are listening and share and support and tell your other friends, it really means a lot to us, honestly.
We're people in Europe, right?
We got people fucking globally, baby.
Shout out to the people in Europe.
What'd you say, bro?
You know who you
we'll
are.
We'll go somewhere where they'll just tackle us.
Yo, we're fucking booming in India. We got fucking,
oh yeah,
we got billboards.
I love India.
Yes,
we got all kinds of shit and we probably don't even know it yet, bro.
I love Indians too, so actually,
no, but that's always the goal, is that anyone listens and they realize that we kind of have something good going here and they want to stick around, like, you know, subscribe, continue to tune in, even if they don't know. I'm thinking a lot bigger than like just our community and our circles, like people who know us. The goal is to have strangers tune in and like continue tuning in.
Yeah.
That's the craziest.
Just fucking
the internet's big, baby. Very big.
Laugh at this. Even if you don't think we're funny.
Yeah. If you don't think we're funny, I really do not care.
You don't have a fucking sense of humor.
I really do not care what you think.
Fucking just buckle up, buddy.
Just press play and let it play all the way through and then go on with your life.
Nah, quit your bitching.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I laugh at everything, but I'll be listening to this, like, I'll play this back and bro, like, I'll listen to a lot of this shit. So,
I might be biased, but I laugh
funny.
At us.
Yeah,
too.
I know, we probably are, but we're fucking funny. All right, we're fucking hilarious. Now I think about, I don't give a fuck what you do. We're funny.
Yeah, we're fucking hilarious.
Now we're funny.
All right, let's wrap it up, man. Baby.
Yo, it's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thoughts.
Players.
We out.
Peace. See you next year.
See you in 2023, baby.
Next year.